So what accounts for the victories? Is it training? Is there any technological superiority or is it leadership?
I think it's A, training and experience at sea, because certainly for the French Navy, what is crucial is the Royal Navy is able to blockade the key parts of the French naval force. The smaller French naval warships can get out to sea, but the French Navy is bottled up by blockade in its major ports, at Brest on the Atlantic and at Toulon in the Mediterranean, by the Royal Navy. And so when they go out to sea with these big fleets, it's a bit of a stress and a strain, because these guys have not been out to sea very much. They are not fluent, if you like, in the ways they operate the big warships. The smaller ships are a different matter, because they've been able to go out from smaller ports and so on. And so often the French are able to manoeuvre, you know, one-to-one or frigate actions with two or three ships reasonably readily. But the British, again, because they are at sea more often, are more skilled. That's the first point. But the second point, I think it is a skill also of ship leadership, that the French Navy is very badly hit by changes in the Revolution, unlike the Army, which releases talent. The Navy finds it very difficult to replenish talent, as I say, partly because of blockade, the effectiveness of blockade, and the difficulties the French have in also using their merchant marine. A lot of sailors, of course, are merchant sailors who move into the Royal Navy, and the French are constricted both in terms of their regular navy and in terms of their mercantile marine.